Word on Today FM.
Sarah Slattery from the travelexpert.ie. Is there any sign as yet of holidays outside of the country becoming more expensive because of the potential shortage of kerosene for aircraft?
I think at the moment, other than, I suppose, the main issue is for people travelling long haul via the UAE, trying to find alternative flights, there's a massive increase. And it's just more or less down to supply and demand, I think, rather than the oil, because I think a lot of airlines have hedged at the moment. But certainly in the summer and in the short term, some of the deals available in like April, May are like, I could probably fill the slot alone by talking about some of the amazing bargains that are around for off-peak dates. Certainly, it's time will tell whether July and August prices shoot up. Some of the holiday, the top spots, the Lanzarote, the Malaga, the flights are expensive, all right. But it's very hard to put that down to, you know, they're normally expensive at this time of year anyway to go at that time. So it's really hard to kind of say concretely yes or no at the moment, to be honest.
Okay, the potential is a lot of people might decide not to fly long haul, might decide to stay in Europe or whatever, and therefore with competing demands, prices will go up. And also, if the airlines haven't hedged their fuel costs and the prices go up, ticket prices will go up as well. So it could be more expensive. Let's take some of your examples, though, of where it isn't as yet, and tell us about some of your quick, cheaper deals that you've spotted for us.
Yeah, certainly late April. It's good at any, every year is the same. Once Easter is over, there's that kind of period where you really pick up great bargains. And there's like return flights to Rhodes and Greece on the 14th of April for a week for €51 return. On the 18th of April, if you want to do a short break for three nights, €73 return from Dublin. And the hotel prices are absolutely great at that time of year as well. And Rhodes is one of those lovely islands in the south of Greece that, you know, tends to kind of, I think it's about 18 degrees at the moment. And you've got a gorgeous old town to explore. So you could very easily do it as a sort of a nice weekend break if you wanted to. You'd be talking for flights and a good four-star hotel on the beach or a few minutes on the beach, €189. That's the total package price for three nights with breakfast, or €279 for seven nights. So very highly rated. Just an absolute bargain break for people who are not sure whether they're going to get away in the summer or not.
And then you've got Ibiza, a long weekend in May.
Yeah, Ibiza is always popular, and there's just two sides to Ibiza. You know, you can do your parties or you can have it quiet. Return flights, weekend flights again, Saturday to Tuesday, €56 return on the 9th of May, like just unbelievable value. So you could get a few friends together, book a kind of nice, a top rated four star apartment, two bedroom apartment. You'd be all in for €172. Or you could go to a nice kind of adult only hotel in a quieter area for just under €300. And that's your flights and your three night stay. So you have a choice there, and just a really nice way to kind of kickstart the summer.
And then Lake Garda in Italy, you've got package deals there for seven nights in May.
Yeah, this is a different kind of holiday. Top Flight have reduced a lot of their holidays in April and May, and they've got like really good packages right throughout Italy. I picked Lake Garda because, it's such a great spot and it's so popular, but also this hotel, the Splendid Hotel, is a really top rated four star hotel. It overlooks the lake in Limone. Your breakfast and dinner is included every day. So are your transfers, your baggage, your flights, and it's €8.95 on the 2nd of May, the bank holiday, or the 16th of May. So I think a great deal for people who want a kind of an all-in package with your meals in a top-rated hotel. I think that's a good deal.
The Amalfi Coast, Sorrento is beautiful, but is it a bit far to be going for three nights?
Yeah, again, hotel prices are expensive here generally, and particularly later in the year. So this, I just thought, was a bit of a bargain for anybody who wanted to see it or wanted to go for again. A lot of people are actually choosing short breaks now, going on two or three trips a year, and, you know, they're not sure whether they'll get away later or what will happen. So they're actually getting more and more popular. And you can do a three-night break for €402. Again, this is hotel, includes breakfast and dinner, and the restaurant gets really good reviews. But what's great about that as well is your transfers are included, which can be expensive from, you know, Naples down to Sorrento. So to get your flights, your transfers, your breakfast and dinner for €400 for three nights, again, I just thought it was a great deal, a great bargain.
And an adult only trip to Marrakesh.
Yeah, I'm off to Morocco myself this week, and I did find it it's very hard to find a nice hotel in the centre, in the sort of main centre of Marrakesh, that isn't, you know, a lot of people would stay in the Riads, the kind of traditional Moroccan accommodation. But for people who want a resort style hotel with a big pool, plenty going on, they're usually on the outskirts. So this Medina Gardens is a great one. It's all inclusive. In June, you're talking about 470 for 3 nights. In July, for a 7-night holiday, a summer holiday, $999, and it includes your transfers, your baggage, your meals, your drinks, everything. It's one of the top rated 4-star hotels in Marrakesh, and loads to do there for people, you know, looking for something different this summer. Hot air balloon rides and desert safaris and all sorts of cool stuff. So yeah, great kind of alternative to your typical, you know, Spain or Portugal destination.
Okay, you've got some cruise deals as well to mention, one of which is in late August.
Yeah, there's so many great cruise deals at the moment, but Norwegian have an offer where they've half price free at sea packages. So you could get your 7-night cruise for $1,079
per person.
Yeah, including your flights and your baggage. But then you for €139, you'll have unlimited drinks, your Wi-Fi, your speciality dining meals, two of them, and shore excursion credit. So that's where the real bargain is. I mean, you could pay €400 or €500 just for drinks packages alone with some cruise lines. So I thought that was really, really good one.
And then you've got two with the Sun Princess, one out of Rome and Athens.
I was on this ship last year. Again, I picked this because I really love this. These are with eTravel, and I like the way they put pre and post cruise hotel stays with them. So you've got your 7-night cruise around the Med, but you also have a night in Rome beforehand and a night in Athens, and they include the transfers and the 4-star hotels. So in September, you'd be talking $1,449, or if you go at the end of May, you'd be talking $1,289, and it's just a gorgeous ship. Great food. I was on it myself last year and loved it. And I have, I should say, links to all of these on the website, on thetravelexpert.ie, for anybody who's frantically trying to find what I'm talking about. They're all there in one post for anybody looking.
Sarah Slattery, thank you.
The Last Word on Today FM.